last night at Georgia Tech. That was our buddy Andy Demetra with the call. The two-point conversion fails. The Jackets are able to run out the clock, and they snap their losing streak with that 28-26 win. And the head coach of the Jackets joins us right now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. He is Jeff Collins on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Coach, congratulations. I would imagine a lot of times you're concerned as a team with a short week. You probably couldn't wait to get back on the field.
Yeah, we're excited. We've got a really good plan that's been very successful for us on a five-game week and our five-day week, and the guys executed the plan and came out and played at a really high level.
How documented is that five-day plan? How many years did it take to actually develop it? And was there somebody that maybe you worked for or with that started that whole thing in your mind?
No, a little bit of both, but you know, we're big proponents of the catapult system and player load and management. And so we've got a very detailed research on what we should do, number of reps, the player load, all of those things to get us ready to play at a high level. And our guys trusted us, believed in us, and were able to execute it and play really well.
You had a couple of your graduate transfers mention that even though the record isn't what everybody wants it to be, they had the most fun. They enjoyed it the most. They grew the most playing for you this year. To me, that's got to be the ultimate compliment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is, the one of the most historic transformations in 40 years of college football. And we knew it was going to be a huge undertaking, and had a small senior class. And we inherited only six scholarship seniors, and we were able to bring two grad transfer seniors, Tyler Davis and Jared Southers. And their impact, along with the other six, has been awesome of setting this foundation, building the culture in this program that's going to springboard us onto success moving forward.
Before we talk about the Georgia game, I think when people, if they went to bed, didn't see it, another part of the world, they didn't really much care about the game to whatever degree, the two-point conversion being stopped is a big play. But to me, running out the clock with more than 5 minutes left, nine plays, 37 yards, that's the thing that better be mentioned.
There's no doubt. I thought our offensive line did a great job, you know, Brent Key coaching them. Running backs with the Shark Choice coaching them did a great job willing themselves to make sure that our defense didn't have to step back onto the field. We've been injury plagued, and we've just had a bunch of guys rolling through on defense. Some of them had not really played much at all this year, came up and just battled and fought and, helped us get the win. But them grinding out the clock to put that game to bed literally was a big deal for us.
I know he had a couple of fumbles, and I know that he has struggled at times, but we saw the best of James Graham as well last night. I think that's probably what the coaches lean on more so than anything else. That's ability that you can't coach. Either you can do those things or you can't.
Yes, I mean, he's a redshirt freshman, so, you know, we knew going into it when we decided to start playing him a ton that there was going to be some ups and downs, some growing pains. But the upside of James Graham, who he is as a young man, who he is as an athlete, and then above all of that, who he is as a quarterback, is really special. And we got to see that on full display on an ESPN national audience, downtown Atlanta, under the lights, big city. And I thought that was really cool.
Hey, Jeff, how much does it still excite you to either see a piece of film on a high school kid or to actually be in the building? And there's playoff games going on around the state tonight. You're back to recruiting. Guys are trying to find the next wave of talent. But there's, you hope there's never a cynicism when something either jumps off the film or you're in a high school stadium when a kid, you just look and go, wow, I don't know what he's going to be yet. I don't even want to go there. But the fact that it's enough to cause guys who've been around college football to still know that moment when you see a kid and you go, well, look at them a little bit further, but my God, this looks interesting.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of examples tonight. You know, we're going to take the helicopter, fly it around, land in some big-time games around the state. And, it's really cool. We're blessed to live in the epicenter of elite high school talent, elite high school coaching here in the state of Georgia. And, with that being all within our radius of the state, it is pretty special. And it bodes well for the future of this program, being able to show what we're building. They come and see the culture, the infectious energy that is our coaching staff and our players and our program. It sells well to recruits in an urban environment. And, the guys are going to be really excited. One of the top 10 academic schools in the country.
Is there a guy's name we would know that you thought was as good as any you saw at the high school level, whether it was film or seeing him in person, that it was truly eye-popping?
Oh, there, I mean, there's a bunch. I mean, Jonathan Dwyer comes to mind. He and I were texting this morning. Morgan Burnett and I were texting this morning. They're just so fired up about the future of this program. They were both, foundations of arguably the greatest recruiting class in Georgia Tech football history. And they went on to win an ACC championship with that recruiting class. And they see the things that we're building here, and they're fired up about it. And those kind of things are really special that, you know, the legends of this program that went on to have great careers in the NFL, won a ton of games while they were student-athletes at Georgia Tech, they see what we're building here with so many young players playing. I think 75% of the guys that played last night were either freshmen, redshirt freshmen, or sophomores. And, the building blocks are there to really get this place back on the national stage where we belong.
Jeff Collins, head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, right off the win last night over NC State, joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Obviously, the odds are going to be stacked against you next Saturday at home against Georgia. What's going to be the message to the team this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's the last game at home. Bobby Dodd for our seniors. We're still in the first year of the development of this program and the development of this culture. Every single day we've got to work and grind to get incrementally better. And we understand that we've got a really good opponent coming up. There's a lot from the external, the outside world that's going to be poured into it. But we've just got to stay focused every single day as we build this thing. Build it the right way. Play our brand of football, which I thought we did last night. We're a culture built on effort. Competition is king. And guys playing for each other with unbelievable enthusiasm and relentless effort. You know, those are the things that we've got to focus on all week, just like it is every single week.
I'm not saying you need to give us the exact verbiage, but do you say the same thing every day that you break practice? That last 30 seconds you have with guys, are you a guy who says, this is my message, make sure you hear it every day?
So it is relentless, the culture that we're building and the ways we go about it. Every single day we have a team meeting. I address the team to make sure that the culture, the foundation is being built. Every single messaging piece that we put out there, all of our philosophies are in a constant loop around this building. So there's not a TV monitor that they walk by on a daily basis that doesn't have the things that we believe in this culture, the ways that we're going to be highly successful, and the guys are believing in it, they're buying into it, and they're applying it. And it's really exciting to see the growth and development. One of the biggest plays last night was Christian Campbell on the two-point conversion, coming off the backside, making an unbelievable play, playing with great effort. And I was talking to Matt Rule, one of my closest friends, who's now the head coach at Baylor this morning, and he said that was probably his favorite play of the game. And I just told him story after story about Christian's development as a senior in this program, who he's come, who he's become in the last 10 months, being around us, being inundated with our philosophies. And that play that he made on the two-point conversion is a culmination of all of that effort and belief and him just working really hard and being an unbelievable young man in our program.
Finishing up with Jeff Collins, you brought up Matt Rule. We've talked about it all week long. He's 1-11 his first year there, 7-6 his second year, and he's doing what he's doing this year. And obviously you two know each other very, very well. How much do you observe and learn from what Matt Rule is doing at Baylor to turn it around? And let's face it, I know you talk about a monumental shift. He was facing one as well, albeit for completely different reasons.
Sure. Well, I mean, he and I have been best friends for 20 years, and it is a constant sharing of philosophy, sharing of belief systems. I was a defense coordinator for 6 years with him being my linebackers coach. So it's just a lifetime of a belief system and a philosophy that we both share, the mindset, the attitude, the relentless work ethic, getting guys to play really, really hard, loving your players, making sure you put their needs first and foremost priority in everything that you do. The belief system from that will follow. And you just see us every single week. We get incrementally better. And we play ridiculously hard every single game. They fight to the end. And those are the foundations to help us propel to high stages moving forward. But, yeah, we share notes. He came. He spent 3 days with us, observing us during spring practice. And just, you know, we share notes all the time. And he's a dear friend, and I'm excited for them. I believe they play Texas tomorrow. So just always watch each other and pull for each other, just like close friends do.
Hey, Jeff, when you got the job, did your mind wander a second to the Georgia game? Because I think most guys who get head coaching jobs, they always want to find out, will my stuff work? Will my stuff work? Now you throw the rivalry game on top of it, last game of the year. I know you have to take it 1 week at a time once practice gets started. But when you got the job, did you think for a second about, I'm now going to throw my stuff up against Georgia?
No, I mean, I've thought about, you know, my memories. Some of my greatest memories are sitting in Bobby Dodd Stadium watching Georgia Tech, Georgia play. Even I remember the Thanksgiving Day JV games, watching those. But the people that get to know me, I'm focused. Every single day matters. Every single minute matters. We're maximizing everything that we need to do. So I try to stay in the moment as much as possible. We have so much work to do to continue to get better and to build this program. You know, I can't think too far ahead. It is on the daily basis that we're working to get better.
All right, Coach, have fun recruiting tonight. Have a great Thanksgiving, and best of luck to you against Georgia. Congratulations on the win last night.
Thanks, guys.
And did you do the kids' Thanksgiving thing this morning? Were you actually part of it?
I did. Had my daughter had a her little three-year-old self had a little Thanksgiving concert. It was a blast.
Yeah, you got it. As much work as you guys put in, I think burnout only comes when you don't take the time to do stuff like that.
Sure, no doubt.
All right, Coach, enjoy, and again, we'll talk a little bit later on after the Georgia game into the offseason.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Collins, head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.